But we are coming off of a spring break.
Spring break update!
2025.
Bruh.
That's right.
I know. Everyone's asking, like, did you have fun for spring break? And I'm like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, we normally don't ever do anything spring break, but we did do the thing, you know, the camping expedition.
Oh, that's right.
We were saying earlier, I haven't seen a lot about any massive throwdowns or events of note for spring break.
Well, I know.
For 2025.
Bruh.
Even out, you know, on social media, it's like usually a lot of people go snow skiing, and you know, you have to show this off on social media. But I didn't see a whole lot of that.
That brings us to our Tuesday morning top 10 this week. Our Tuesday top 10. Straight from the home office and writing staff there in Granbury, Texas. This is our Tuesday top 10 signs that you had a lame spring break. That it was just bad. Nothing to write home about. Maybe you didn't even leave home. We talked number one Google search for spring break ideas for the state of Texas. Staying at home. Why do you need to Google how to stay at home? We're already there from it. But Google knows because they're in our homes. But our Tuesday morning top 10. Top 10 signs that you had a lame... You like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Spring
There's
break
one reason.
2025.
Number 10.
While camping, your girlfriend built the campfire.
Yep, 90 seconds. Boom.
Really? Like right off the bat we go with this one?
No.
Number 10 on the list? You gotta save that for like at least number 2 or something.
Make it up.
Well, I'll just go ahead and remind everybody, okay?
Nothing wrong with a woman starting a fire.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And if anybody knows that, it's Barbecue James.
Well, fine. I got my own writing staff.
Number nine.
You spent your spring break enrolled in our writing staff workshop, comedy workshop at the home office there in Granbury, Texas.
Oh, that sounds delightful. The
scenic views of Norma and Brian.
Don't forget Jeremy.
All right. Back to it. What number are we on?
Number eight.
Sign, you had a lame spring break. You woke up with a face tattoo of Jelly Roll.
You don't want that.
At least it's ironic.
Number seven.
Good news at camp. You got your first kiss.
Aww.
Bad news. You're 43. That's
unfortunate.
Number six.
A little late.
You went tubing and inadvertently ended up playing an unplanned game of Will It Float right there.
Will it float?
There's a time and a place for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that time and place, straight up 8 o'clock Thursday, right here on your station for flotation.
Number five
sign, you had just a bad spring break. Your vacation package was scheduled for 5 days and 2 nights.
Number four.
The only camp fever that you caught was being the first in your county now to contract the measles. So
Number three,
sign, you had a lame spring break. You stayed shut in inside and all you did was catch up on past episodes of KB and Heather Lee on the Everyday Replay, 92.1 HankFM.com.
Every day.
That's right.
Number two,
spring break. You're over 40. Stop it. What spring break?
That's enough. Seriously.
Finally, the number one sign that you had a lame spring break in the year of 2025.
Bro.
Number one.
You chose to go to Canada. There you go. Thank you to the writing staff. And Norma and Brian.
Turn them on. Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee.